Welcome to Skip This Podcast. My name's Luke.
And my name's Brownie. We're just a couple of mates who decided to get together and talk about our own mental health.
Along the way, we'll chat to some real people and hear their stories and advice on how they deal with mental health.
So if this doesn't sound like it's for you, feel free to skip this or listen. Oh, I don't really care.
All right, we're on here, boys. Challenge day has arrived. It's been a big lead up, but we've made it. We're in Fitzham at the moment. The boys, all the teams, boys and girls, are all about just under an hour into the first of 9 hours. And I thought we'd just jump on straight away and get a quick insight. We've got Nathan, obviously, here, co-host of the show. How are you, Nathan?
I'm well. I'm good. I'm not on a machine for 9 hours today, so no complaints of my
end. But you did take on the assault bike early in the day, didn't you? So yeah, you're hurting already.
I'm coming second out of three with 23 calories.
I think my $1,000 that I promised is safe.
I mean, I might have another crack at it. Cost me $50.
$50
and no raffle tickets, but here we are. Hilarious. Let's go, all okay. Going for a great cause.
Well, our first guest we've got on today is Rob Pisto, the man,
the myth.
Legend. Well,
the
I wouldn't legend. Say myth, but he is a legend. We've got him here. Tell us about this day, mate.
Yeah, boys. Again, thanks for obviously holding this podcast in here again. You had no choice, though, really, this time, did you? You are because you are a massive part of this event. Nath, especially, doing lots of work to get this all together over the last probably 6 weeks. And, yeah, I'm just stoked it's finally come around. We've
got
game a lot
day,
of support.
Baby.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So tell us about the challenge first. Like, what does it entail?
Yeah. So, look, I came up with the idea. I think it was through COVID, actually. And I saw someone else doing this fitness challenge, and then I thought of this concept where it's in a team. I really enjoy the team events and team training, so that was always going to be part of it. And then almost like a mental health struggle, it can get more challenging.
Yeah.
Through time, if you don't communicate, if you don't get support from friends, family and community. So the challenge kind of is three mates. We've got three machines and it's 9 hours of support and a bit of struggle. It's going to get challenging. But again, like I just mentioned, having your teammates around you to get through those last 3 hours in this challenge, we'll get through it together. And I want it to symbolize, you know, that mental health kind of struggles that can go on with people.
Well, that's awesome, man. I was just thinking the other day, it sounded like a bit of an insane thought at first. So it makes sense that it came from COVID lockdowns, because a lot of crazy things did come from that, including this show.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Take us through some of the teams that are competing today.
Yeah, look, so I couldn't go past having a couple of good mates of mine be a part of it. And it was originally just going to be the two of us. So we've got Chris Lloyd, as you boys know Chris.
Yep.
He's been on the podcast.
Former guest of the show.
Yep. And also a good mate and member of the Fitzham gym, Braden Porra. So that's, and myself, that's team one.
That's the fittest team in the contest by daylight second.
Thanks, Brown man. Team two, which was organised by Brownie himself, we've got Timmy Halliday. He's a member of the gym as well, and he's a part of the soccer team that Brownie started up. He's probably carrying this team.
Absolutely.
So this is the Skip This.
Yeah.
Podcast
Skip This
crew.
Yeah.
We because obviously Nathan and I were going to sit here and do some podcasting throughout the day. We thought it was a bit unfair to just stop doing exercise altogether and not have anyone doing anything. So we, without questioning them or even asking them, I think we just said, okay, you guys are doing this.
They're in.
And to their credit, none of them even batted an eyelid. Alex Caddo has gone nuts on the spreadsheet, and he's worked out a way of getting around this whole thing, which he always does, doesn't he, Nate?
We're going to get him on at some point, hopefully, and he's going to divulge his match plan for the day. But, yeah, to reiterate what Luke just said, all three of them signed up without even knowing what they were signing up for, and I think that's a big testament to what Rob Pisto here at Fitzham does, but also what Gotcha for Life means to everyone. I think we've all become way more aware of mental health and struggling and the need to address it and do anything you can to help, and that's kind of what's brought us all together. And then we got a late third team in only like a week ago, right, Rob?
Yeah, so Mitchie Blue Eye Barnes, he's the third team member in that team. And then We
the sports guy. Skip this sports yeah. sports guy.
He's so doing sport.
Strong team. And then I was lucky enough to pick up an extra bike because I was one piece of machine short. We got it in this week. And again, these guys had only, I think they've only had 3 days notice. And they're all members of the gym, and including my sister, Jess Braun. And we've got Eloise and we've got Dan. So all members of Fitzim, and they haven't had much notice. So,
if it's any consolation, even though we gave our boys a good 6 weeks notice, I don't think they've done any sort of preparation.
They're
for
less
it
prepared
anyway.
Than the three team three, no doubt
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Not to mention ourselves. Well, I haven't done anything. I've got a kid now. Going to the gym is like a struggle to find a time to do it. And when you do get the time, it's just like, oh, well, I don't really want to go kill myself in this break. I might have a nap.
Yeah. Sleep's important.
Yeah, it's very important. I do want to start obviously thanking our major partners that have helped in this. Obviously yourself, Fitzum, have been a big part. And are probably our general partner, as well as Chubby Walsh Autos. But we'd also like to thank the Cube Gym and the Tribe HQ Gyms who jumped on at the last minute and helped out. And I think at last count, I looked last night, and Tribe's raised about $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah, and their community, I don't know if you know, fellas, but they're a new established gym.
Yeah.
The boys that own it, you know, they're really fit blokes. They've started this community. I think they've only been open for about 6 weeks, and they've just got such an awesome community down there in Brookvale already. And to see them raise over $5,000 in I think only a couple of weeks is such an extraordinary effort. And the Cube boys as well for getting involved. We actually started our gyms around the same time about 7 years ago now, so it's awesome to have the boys involved and the different gym communities, and I'm hoping to get more involved next year. So yeah thanks, fellas.
Especially Louie as well. Yeah. He came on late and donated a huge prize to our raffle here today, which we're going to talk about later. But yeah, I mean, we know, I don't know those guys as well as you do, but I know they do good work, and I know Hayden and Sam Edwards and stuff. So shout out to the Cube boys as well. Yeah. So if you're down that way, go to that gym. But if you're up this way, definitely go to Fitzum. And if you're in the middle, come to Fitzum.
Awesome. Obviously, we want to thank 1-800-PROMOS, which is your sign guy.
Yeah, so Benny and Jax from 1-800-PROMOS.com.au. I've known Benny for about 15 years through the old Krusty Demon days, and he just came in clutch. Like, I tried to pay him for the signage. It looks so bloody good out there, and he just wasn't having it. So, yeah, shout out to those guys. Awesome. Awesome corporate signage. Anything you need, go check them out, 1-800-PROMOS.com.au.
Yeah, awesome. And obviously, the major people we want to thank is Gotcha for Life. Like, they, I know you've been hounding them for weeks on end now on how to work out this event and how to make it work as it should. And they've just been amazing to you and to us, and even just sharing our little stories and posts on Facebook. And Gus, just everything I tag him and he's just like, yep, share.
Yeah. Oh, and for sure. And he texts me like every other day as well. It's like, sometimes I feel like I'm hounding them a little too much, but also I'm an events guy and I like throwing everything at this, and they've just let us run with everything. They've donated a whole heap of stuff for today, brought down all the signage, kitted us up in Gotcha for Life. Merch range, yeah, they're just awesome. Gus and the two Vanessas down there, can't thank them enough. And it's an absolute honor to be doing this for them today, because it's like, I get goosebumps just talking about it, because Gus lit this fire under my belly when he was on the podcast 6 weeks ago. Hello, Princess.
Your chin lid's just turned
up. Yeah, we got the kids here. So, yeah, so thanks to the Gotcha for Life guys. We are hopeful, I think by the time of this podcast going to air, we will hopefully have cracked like $15,000 raised. So,
which is amazing, because like, I mean, I think we went into this the first day, we were like, let's raise a couple of grand, and then it started just growing so quickly, and we got donations so fast, and our community has just been amazing, and we just straight away said we'll just crack 10 easy. And then a couple of days ago, we were just like, okay, we're past him. This is going to keep going.
And doesn't it show just how amazing our community is?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're up here in Monavale, down there in Brookvale, people have got behind this in tough times.
Yeah.
You know, as we've all mentioned, only if you can donate, it would be much appreciated. But so many people have donated, have supported us, and it's just so amazing to see the tireless work that the community does to get involved when we put these things on. Yeah. So again, we can't do it without everyone getting involved.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like this weird little thing. Like, it it probably, none of this probably happens if COVID didn't happen, but the fact that COVID did happen and the purse strings are tight and time and money is not readily available for a lot of people, and yet it's still come through with all this money raised. And then, I mean, I think, Goldie, are we going to talk about the raffle prizes of over like $10,000 worth of local business donations?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the donations are huge. So I think what we'll do is after we chat to Rob here, we'll come back and do a big run through of all the lists.
Yep.
I've written up a little sort of write up on each donor. Oh, of course, yeah. And we'll run through that, and then obviously we'll do the giveaway later in the day.
Yeah, and then so should we send Robbie back now to
I reckon
his
you should
time?
Get back in there.
Well, we're going to check in with him probably every couple of hours, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Awesome.
And I reckon I might even give our caddo a little break and jump on the bike for him.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right,
lads.
What do I do? I'll go check in with Mum and Dad.
Yeah, you go get another sausage.
Thanks, Robbie.
Cheers, boys.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Skip this podcast back again. We are almost an hour and a half into this challenge.
Yeah.
It's 9 hours, so it's still early days, but the boys are still rolling along. We're going to try and get Al Caddo on to tell us about his little strategy that he's got next up. But we, Nathan and I just wanted to jump on first and just do a bit of a run through of all the raffle prizes that we've been donated. Obviously, yep. When this podcast airs, we would have already given them away, so you have no opportunity to buy.
Yeah, unlucky.
It's unlucky. But do you want me to just run through the list, Nathan, or do you want to...
How about you run through the list and I'll give some expert commentary.
Okay, cool. So obviously I think our major prize is the year's membership to Fitsum.
Absolutely.
It may not be the highest value prize, but to us, I think, what can I say? Like the Fitsum team here, they've been the unofficial home of Skip This Podcast since we started. They were the reason that you decided to turn your life around a bit,
yep.
Nathan. So,
despite not having been here for a session, I tell you what, though, I have been to Fitsum 4 times this week, but not once to train. It's been to set up and drop beer and soft drink and everything
just,
else off.
All right, when you tell people, just leave that bit out.
Yeah, I was at Fitsum 4 times this week. Wow. I was here at 5:45 this morning, actually.
Oh, doing the sesh.
Doing the sesh, yeah.
So that's a year's membership valued at $2,600.
Yeah, unreal.
Which, like, that's unreal. Like, we actually don't know what to say with that prize. Like, that's so good. But to go further with that, the second major prize is a year's membership to the Cube.
Yep.
And that's valued at $2,800.
Yep.
And the fact that they came in just a couple of days ago and said, yeah, you guys can have this to give away,
yep.
is just unbelievable.
Yep.
Louis and the boys. I actually wrote this down. I said, like, to say I'm proud of these boys, like, is a massive understatement, because I went to school with these guys. My wife, Ashley, used to hang out with those boys. And to see the business that they've built down there, to watch it go from strength to strength,
yeah.
and be the huge thing it is now, like,
yeah.
it's so good. Like, I knew that there were some successful people at our school, but, like, that's another level. And,
yeah.
and like Fitsum,
a community.
It's a community, and they actually... hone in on the mental health side of fitness,
yep.
just as much as the physical side of fitness.
Yep. Props and, to those boys. Yeah,
yeah. And that's why it just they totally align with what we're trying to do here.
Yep.
Another prize is you've footed this one, I think, without telling the bosses, but it's $2,500 Nitro Circus tickets.
Yeah. Two $500 ticket vouchers. I actually gave $2,500 ticket vouchers to Louis and the Cube boys as well. So yeah, $2,000 worth of Nitro Circus tickets to a show of your choice in 2021. Hopefully COVID fucks off and we can do some shows in 2021, but I'll keep them open for 2022 if the shit does hit the proverbial COVID fan.
Yeah, that's a sort of an open-ended. Whenever
you want
the boys tour,
yeah.
again, you can see
them. I can't even tell you when we're touring because it's all top secret right now.
Prize number four is $250 Chubby Wash Autos full car services.
Yeah, the boys are one of the major partners of this event. I really I love this for a different reason. Troy Clint and Christy Welsh are great friends of ours. They obviously tragically lost their father a couple of years ago, Chubby Welsh, who, you know, he had a 30-year history of fundraising for the Royal Flying Doctors with rallies and the like. through the middle of Australia, and Troy and Clint now run the workshop and have kind of putting their own stamp on a fundraising legacy and pivoting a little bit with moving into the mental health space for the charity fundraising, which I think is particularly important to Troy being a fireman. And you know, my dad was on here talking about the issues some firemen have. They deal with some traumatic things. And so Troy really wanted to change where their money was going. And their first kind of foray into this is with Gotcha for Life. And then in March next year, I think I accidentally spilt the beans on the Instagram Live that we're going to join a rally and raise some money for Beyond Blue.
Yeah, so it's going to be sick. Literally, the Welshes are one of the coolest families that we know. And it's so good to see them continuing that legacy of Chubby.
Oh, mate, I got to... So all the prizes are written down on envelopes in my terrible left-hand writing, so the 15-odd prizes, and I couldn't help but smile when I got to write Chubby Welsh twice on an envelope. But he was like one of the best blokes on the Northern Beaches, probably one of the most famous non-celebrities on the Northern Beaches, played Santa Claus in the Gondola Street Santa Parade for 25 years. Sorry, kids, Santa ain't real. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Someone's got me.
Someone's got your megaphone.
Yeah,
and who do you reckon it is?
Alex Caddo's got my megaphone. But yeah, mad love to the Welsh family and thank you for that.
You're an idiot now. You're ruining a moment.
Oh, I was just saying a beautiful thing about the Welsh family and you fucking French fuck.
I was actually tearing up a bit then talking about Chubby, but
yeah, great man.
Yeah, so that prize, full car service, like, need you say more? Everyone's pretty much got a car. Everyone needs a service.
Yeah, got a car, need a service.
And it's not cheap. So this prize I was interested in, a $500 Blackmores pack.
Yeah, that came from, so that was one of the prizes Robbie got. Blackmores really, they donate a lot of these packages for fundraisers. They're just around the corner in Warriewood. So yeah, that's... that's one of the prizes, take-home prizes. You can pop all the vitamins and pills and whatever else you want, I guess. So thank you, Blackmores. Thank you, Robbie.
Another prize we got here is a $355
yoga package. 350, we rounded it down for aesthetic purposes, and you fucked it.
So that's for modern movement yoga, but it was donated by Berry Collective Psychology, which is one of the team members, Halliday's awesome wife, who gave that to us.
Yep, absolutely.
I can't tell you much about yoga.
Me either.
I think it's good for you.
Yeah, I think it's an Eastern Indian, Asian practice. It's born the summer, yeah.
Probably.
Is that it's
sounds
the
right?
Buddhas do it. It's a great pastime.
Sounds right.
Ten passes, yoga mat, and some other cool stuff. Yes, thanks very much, Stace and Timmy Halliday, for donating that.
Yeah, awesome prize. We've got two $250 Gotcha for Life merchandise vouchers.
Yeah, so we've pivoted with those two prize packs, and they are now for the most calories burned on the assault bike. Again, I'll say it again. How can something that's good for you have the word assault in it? I've had a crack at it, and I've got 23. I burned 23 calories. I'm currently sitting in second place in the men's division and first place in the women's division.
No, only
three.
Only one man has competed and only one female has competed. Yeah. But you'll take it.
I'm on the podium.
Okay, so this prize is me. This is a $250 family portrait.
Yep.
You valued that without even asking me.
Yeah.
I'm actually a bit offended that you would think that $250 is all I'm worth.
One $500 Luco Media family portrait voucher.
So this is basically a build your own sort of family portrait session.
Yeah, just down the beach.
You guys choose. Whatever is
match them all white shirts, jeans.
No,
is cool.
No, cancel that. Don't do the white shirt thing. I'll seriously walk home if a family turns up in all white, ready to get their family portraits done.
If they're all white, can they get their money back?
Well, I guess. They can get their donation money back.
No, again, I think I should say thank you to you, Luke, because again, you're not a guy with a lot of spare time on your hands, juggling work, new father, wife, all that stuff. Plus, you do 95% of the pre-production for the podcast. So thank
and
you.
Post-production.
And 100% of the post-production. I do 5%. I've got my computer today, though.
You come up with the quotes. You tell me what to write. The marketing jargon is your foray. So, basically, the idea with that, the way I like to shoot family portraits is you guys choose a place on the Northern Beaches or wherever you're from that is near and dear to your heart, whether it be the beach or the park or whatever. And we just, as a family, go down there. You guys just hang out, and I candidly take good photos of you guys.
Yeah, like natural.
The kind of photos that you wish you had, but you're not sitting there and you're not relying on your kids posing and not relying on you. It's literally just you and your family and having an awesome time.
Is it better if they bring their own children?
It depends. Like if they've got children, bring your own.
Okay.
But if you don't have kids, want kids, like you can have Heath for the day.
I was
going to
say, do you provide like a fake family? Like, is that an add-on? That's not part of the voucher though, right?
Are you asking for a friend?
Yes. Twins. They want twins. No, Goldie, for real though, thank you so much, man. Again, it's another prize I just put in without even asking, like the Chubby Welsh stuff, so... And the Nitro Circus stuff.
This one was a late entry into it. It's one affordable luxury transfer for up to 8 people in a limo.
Yeah.
And within the same prize is a makeup session by Makeup by Kayla Rose. And that voucher is to the value of $900.
Yeah, so this came through late through the Instagram Live, and I was quite confused initially. And to be fair, everyone who's listened to this understands I confuse easily. I don't know if I want, I don't get my makeup done, but hypothetically, if I'm a girl, I don't know if I want my makeup done in the back of a limousine.
No, it's not happening in the limousine.
Yeah, this is what you explained to me.
Basically, I think what will happen, I could be wrong here, basically the limo and the makeup artist will come to you.
Yep.
They'll do your makeup.
Yep.
Whether it be you, a few friends or whatever, and then you'll all jump in the limo, go out to dinner and have the night of your life. If you want to go to here, is it open?
Hey, I tell you what, this is a good segue into the next voucher, I reckon.
I love when you call out your own segue.
Yeah.
So that's it. What's the segue?
So that you get your makeup done, you jump in the limo, you go up to Bunnings, and you use your $250 Bunnings voucher, and you fucking eat all the sausages your heart desires.
That would be actually a dream night out.
What a great night that would be. Yeah. It would have to be a morning.
It would have to be. So further on that Bunnings voucher, whatever you do, who did donate this?
So
Bunnings Balgala, wasn't it?
No, Bunnings Belrose.
Belrose, sorry.
So Vanessa from Gotcha for Life, this is another late donation. So
let me do that again because I don't want to fuck up the name. Bunnings Belrose have donated this $250 voucher. Yeah.
Yes. And you don't... So just say if you don't win the limousine and the makeup prize, you can still win the Bunnings $250 prize and be very content. You might not be dressed or made up for the barbecue and the sausage sizzle, but Bunnings will save you.
Also, whatever you do, Bunnings Belrose, don't go back to I think it was episode 6 and listen to you talk about Bunnings in a bad way.
Oh,
what did I say about this? I will just remind you. There's a bit of a clause on this. If you do get this $250 Bunnings voucher,
don't mention my name.
Steer clear on a Saturday. And make sure your car's big enough to fit an outdoor setting if you're going to buy an outdoor setting.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't a shot at Bunnings. That was a shot at myself, to be fair.
Well, I think you kind of took it out on Bunnings on that day.
I had 22 bags of ice in the Calais this morning. I had...
Mate, ice and Calais don't belong in the same sentence.
Yeah, the ice was in the boot, to be fair, not in my veins. Hey, there's Bobby Barnes.
Bob Barnes is arrived.
Yeah, the sportscaster's dad.
He probably legend. I think he knows more Bobby about knows sport more, than
Bobby
Barnes
knows
does.
More. Bobby Barnes
it's has forgot.
Fucking don't worry. Moving on. What's the next prize?
$100 Glass Avenue gift certificate.
Yep. That came through a good friend of ours, Rabbit, who owns and runs Glass Avenue surf store in Newport. Hey, Filthy Halliday, Tim Halliday, how long's Glass Avenue been around? Don't know.
It's got to be over 10 years, right?
10 plus years.
Yeah, I think it's over 10. Because I used to play basketball with Rabbit And I remember when he started.
Yeah, he had dreadlocks.
He doesn't have it anymore. No. I haven't seen him since.
He doesn't have dreadlocks. So he's one of Tim Halliday's great mates. So thanks, Rab, for that donation.
Yeah,
unreal,
awesome.
Man. Again, another guy, small local business. Trade has been tough for the last 6 months. Every dollar counts for the little guys like that. So to just give
Not to mention rent in Newport.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And speaking of Newport, I think she has a little studio here, Herbal Collective.
Yes, I've been to Tam Welsh's new little business. I've actually been and seen her, the bit of a naturopath, really good with young mum. Not that I'm a young mum, but really good with the young mums and baby supplements and all the like. But I went and saw her for some help. With my sleep and my chocolate addiction.
Yeah.
So she's giving me some magic stuff.
It's amazing the stuff that she's doing. Like she's so knowledgeable, and basically what she does is if you've got an abnormality in your diet, in your sleep patterns, in anything to do with life, she uses like natural herbs and medicines and techniques to fix that and fix your body and get it working as it should.
Again, another one, startup business who, you know, doesn't need to be giving away free consultations. So thank you, Tam, the wife of one of the Chubby Welsh Auto boys as well. So one of our great friends. So thank you, Tam.
Awesome stuff. And the last prize on the list, which is another late addition.
Yep.
A Peer Here mental health support package. Now, we're actually going to get someone from Peer Here later on, Peter.
Pete Birch from Peer Here.
He's going to come on and tell us exactly what this prize is. But it's basically like a call-up service for mental health.
Yep.
And he's donated a bunch of sessions and some videos and stuff like that. So I think, what did he say? It was valued at like $300.
It's valued at $380. But one thing we've learned through this podcast, you can't put a price on that mental health stuff. And I think that's one of the most special prizes in that pack, because maybe someone who's struggling might otherwise not go and do this, but they're kind of getting it done for free. So I'm excited. Pete's coming down after lunch today, and we're going to jump on and chat to him only briefly, because we're going to have him on as a full episode guest down the road.
Sick. Okay, well, that's the roundup of prizes. Might even be some booby prizes here on the day, but it's going really well. Everyone's still smiling.
I can see it. There's some sweating starting to happen for sure.
I did 10 minutes.
You did 10 minutes
before,
yeah.
And I left my jumper on, but I did sweat.
Yeah, and you're not a massive sweater either. I sweat taking a dump.
You sweat on the podcast.
I've loved podcasting through winter.
All right. Well, we'll come back.
Chapter
three.
All right. Bat.
Right, is this shit on? This shit is on. Nathan Brown here, reporting to you live from the backyard of Fitsum. We have the assault bike challenge going on here right now. Not only is Braden Porra, competing in the 9-hour challenge, he is doing the 1-minute challenge, because I don't actually know. 51 seconds.
Push.
That might be good enough for top two.
Go.
The minute's up.
No, we've got 115. Let's go.
Okay.
Come on. Get going.
Five. All right. Well, we might cut this transmission short because these guys are cheating. Well, you're just trying to beat the best score no matter what time there, BP. Hey, can I get a comment, mate? How was that?
It's not good. It's really not good. Oh, my.
So
that's a bad idea.
So talk me through this. You're doing not the 9-hour fitness challenge. Why would you also do the 1-minute assault bike challenge?
Yeah, a little bit of a competitive trait. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I think that's about all we're going to get from him today. So, Goldie, I'm going to throw it back to you in the Skip This Podcast studio. Thanks, mate.
I don't know if we're doing this in chapters, but we'll call it chapter
three. Let's call it chapter three, the third installment of the Fitsum 9-hour challenge. For the
Where are we?
Live
what are
challenge.
We at?
So we are literally about to enter the third trimester.
Yeah.
Who's pregnant?
I guess. We've got Rob back. Rob's been on machines all this time. On and off. Little breaks here and there. How are you going?
I'm starting to feel it now.
Yeah.
but the teamwork's been great. We've had a few other people drop in to help us out, which is good. Lots of people through the gates supporting, but the next 3 hours, that's where the challenge is going to be.
So we're 5 hours and 50 minutes into the challenge. Rob is having his now last 5 minute break before the 3 hours and 5 minutes. Goldie, you've got some stats on what the three teams have done.
I think I looked at it, like I did a count then. I went around everyone's group and saw what their calories were at, and it's about 22,000 calories between the three groups.
Yeah, wow.
And that's a lot.
I think that's actually being generous, because like our boys have been really shit at keeping numbers. So I reckon there's a few missing there.
Yeah. Call it 25.
I don't want to say it, but I'll say it. I think the Fitzum or Rob's crew is almost double what our crew is. So
I believe it.
They're going
but
hard.
But as we said from the very start, that this is not a contest at all. It's three teams working together, and it was cool just now. We kind of were very much, the three teams were set up in three different parts of the gym, but it was Rob and Braden's call to get all nine machines in a little circle now. So all three teams working together to go through this kind of 3 hours of hell, and we're going to kind of do our best to support, and got the next wave of people coming down. So yeah.
And as of almost 1 o'clock, we're about $14,500 raised online.
Amazing.
That doesn't include the barbecue money, the raffle money, and anyone that comes in this afternoon. So
$20,000, let's go.
That's our goal.
I guess we're going to up the goal again.
Yeah.
So what does it feel like to see it come together like this, man?
Oh, it's unbelievable. As I said earlier as well, in a climate like we're going through, to see us pull this off and everyone come together, support each other, is just, it's a special, it's been a special day.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Have you done the assault bike challenge?
No, my teammate did, and it wasn't a good idea. Maybe at the end of the day, if there's anything left in the tank.
But otherwise, you think there might be something left in the tank?
Well, we'll maybe leave them to the other guests popping
just
through,
before you jump in the ice bath, maybe just do a quick 1 minute.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Nathan's already had an ice bath.
I've had an ice bath. Washed my hair in the ice bath earlier. So, I'd like to thank what was the shampoo brand?
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, one of the sponsors.
Yeah. Hopefully that fixes your dandruff.
Yeah.
How long have you got with us, Rob?
Not long.
Not long. A couple minutes. But again, I just want to thank you boys, because this event couldn't have happened without you guys promoting it, pushing it, really being heavily involved. And again, I appreciate you guys, and I'm sure we're going to work together in the future, but this one's up there with one of the best. Just super special to get this one done with you fellas.
Yeah, I mean, right back at you, mate. This thing literally doesn't happen without you. We're in your gym, we're using all your machines, so thank you, man. It's been a special experience for us all. I know, like, we were talking about it off air before, like, Goldie and I have worked in events for 16 and 17 years, but I've never experienced something like this, and just, like, there's no money in it for us, but the reward that we've had so far.
It's a totally different feeling,
Reading out that amount of money raised is just, like, it gives me chills. It's just, it's special. And home stretch, seeing everyone work together, it's been an amazing day.
I think this is my 10th event that I've done since I was 21, started at the World's Greatest Shave. And I think, like you just said then, Brownie, you don't get anything out of it in the sense of money, but you get a lot out of it in the sense of reward and achievement, because of the money we're raising for people or events that we're going to be helping in the future. I'm getting called now, boys,
hate to cut Rob short, mate. You're done for the podcast for today.
Awesome.
So thank you, buddy. We'll be down there in cheering you guys on after we do a few more things on
here.
Yep.
We'll be tagging in for a little bit of help, will we?
Go Manly.
Yes.
Go Manly.
All right, you
cheers,
go,
boys.
Man. Get in there.
Thanks, Robbie.
What a legend.
Yeah, so what do we do now, Goldie?
Well, I mean, the longer we sit here and make it look like we're podcasting, the less we have to do.
Hey, you know what's been cool today? So I think, how many podcasts have we done? Will this be number 18?
I wrote it down. It is 18.
So we've had, from those previous 17, we've had Rob, as one of our guests, Mitchie Barnes as a guest down here, one of the team members, Chris Lloyd, another guest and team member, and then we've had the other Brownie just came and paid some money. My dad was down here, so that's what, six of our podcast guests have been down here today, six out of 17, about 32.5%. 0.53%.
Right.
Something like that. So, yeah, it's been, I mean, the community, I think that's what it's been about. And, you know, like we've seen buddy Clint Welsh from Chubby Welsh Autos just running around like a madman, COVID marshal, doing all the catering. And
can't miss him. He's got the high-vis on now.
You can't miss him with the high-vis, mate. If he gets run over, if he gets run over today, it's his own damn fault. But, yeah, what a man. And we touched on it just before. I was like, I just can't help but think Chubby Welsh is up there in the skies smiling down on what we're doing collectively, but seeing Clint lead the charge out there, it's been great. I get emotional talking about it because, yeah, this is just a day like no other, I don't think. So.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll probably leave it there and come back. We've got Gus coming down soon.
Yeah,
Gus Wallen's going to come
Wallen's
and have a chat.
Gonna be
this is another
guest.
Run of our episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. So seven. So that takes up about 39% of our guests have been down here today.
All right, enough with the stats. Okay, we'll be back.
All right, thanks, guys. Matt.
Something a little bit different right now. Brownie's hosting the show from the Sideline Reporter, and he's with Luke, who happens to be on one of the exercise bikes. Luke, what's happening?
Oh, not much, mate. That's not sort of feedback or noise that you're hearing in the background. That's the bike spinning.
Yeah.
I'm in a spin class right now.
You would almost say, to quote Kylie Minogue, you are spinning around.
Yes. Yep, great. Good call. Is this the content that we're going to get?
Yeah, this is probably a small selection of what you're going to have to go through, most of which will end up on the chopping room floor. But good for you filling in, mate, getting the legs moving. Thank you. Just going to check in with Braden Porro about 4 minutes after the assault bike challenge. Braden, how are you going now, buddy?
So much regret. Oh, I feel very ill.
The good news is you're in the top two, though.
Not quite the top one I was looking for. Oh.
Do you think you might have another crack at that today?
Definitely not.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes, mate. Thank you, BP. Not actually sure if these are for me, but I'm going to have a protein ball.
Pretty good, actually. Oh, a bit dry, actually, now. Not, need to be a bit moist.
So, the time of the day has come. The big man himself, Gus Wallen's here. He's just come in right on the start of the last session. Everyone's on a machine now, and it's now about to be hard times. You can hear them. They're all stoked.
They're all stoked. They're all pumped up, and they are all helping each other. And the atmosphere when I walked in here, the energy was just awesome.
Yeah.
And I've just finished my radio show, and I just couldn't wait to be here to get back on another radio show and hang with you guys and lick my lips around this beautiful cupcake.
Donated by
Jess
Brown.
Thank you, Brownie. Yeah. Did you, were these you, big fella?
My sister bought them from Rob's catering girl. So sister Jess Brown spent some money on the Skip This Gotcha and Fitsum cupcake collection.
I've gone for the lemon, which I believe was the Fitsum cupcake.
Yeah.
Much enjoyable. Yeah. I might have to work through the other two, only because I don't want to let anyone down like I've got specials or favourites or anything.
Yeah, so that's from Barbette's Feast, who's doing the barbecue out there as well now. So,
beautiful.
So
there's a barbecue as well. I might have to just try that.
You've gone dessert first.
Yeah, quite often the case. There was a restaurant in Neutral Bay back way before you blokes were. Oh, do you remember where it was just desserts?
And the walls were like the inside of a coffin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Death by chocolate.
Yeah, story checks out. Yeah.
I used to be a fat kid.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I used to be a fat adult. Well, I still am a little bit, but that's all right.
You're good.
I'm getting
good.
Better.
So, obviously, we wanted to say thank you for everything you guys have done. This is our first event in this space, and you guys have just been able to help us. They're both the Vanessas. I said all the Vanessas because there's like 20 of them that work there.
Well, I call them the V's. The two Vanessas and Vicky. You know, they're the true engine room, if you like.
Vicky as well.
It is all V. Yeah. Thank you so much for all the help that you guys have given us in doing this.
It's an absolute pleasure, and this is what it's all about. You know, the fact that you guys have raised now over 15 grand, you're in that 16, 17 grand mark.
Yeah.
In this particular stage in life where everyone is struggling a little bit and everyone is looking after every penny, it shows that how important it is for this region to get mental fitness up and running. And when they see people having a go and not just talking about it but putting some action behind your words like you guys have done and what we're doing at Gotcha, and Rob's been a star around this space now for a few years, then why wouldn't you just get involved and get behind it? So we're just thrilled that we're a part of it.
Yeah. What does it feel like? I've seen you turn up to a lot of these events that people put on.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to see people putting in this hard work and just putting these events on.
It's the best. It's the best feeling because I go back to when I first thought about starting Gotcha for Life off the back of Man Up, and I went, oh, I wonder if I'm just going to add, or I'm just going to maybe just make it even more crowded and not have my own space. But I really believe by calling it mental fitness and everyone jumping on board with that, we've now got a real movement and people are right behind it. So now I feel less nervous and more excited and proud that something that started in my mind is now, you know, out here, and we're 4 years on and we've raised over $5 million from a lot of these people, these type of events, as well as corporates and other people coming on board. And when you think of that, that's $5 million that has gone into the space that wouldn't have happened without that. So, you know, I love anything to do with Gotcha for Life, but these things just, they're easy to love because you can see the passion in the people's eyes. And they're hurting at the moment, but they're doing it for all the right reasons.
There's still a bit to go too.
That's
so
right. Only
this was just
two and
the
a half
start
to go.
This was just the start of the point where no one can go to the toilet, no one can get off a machine. They're on. So Nathan and I are going to have to jump in and be a little bit of a wingman for
the team.
Are
you off the bench, are you, if required?
We're both on the bench.
I mean, Sonny Bill.
You speaking look so of, similar.
Speaking minutes. Of which, Sonnyville, you got some amazing news last night.
I know. Fantastic.
I saw that.
I've been talking about on my sports show today that Sonny Bill will be wearing the Gotcha for Life across his back.
So cool.
Because of his Muslim religious beliefs. He can't have gambling or alcohol across, and Roosters have uni betters there across the back sponsor. So, yeah, Sonny Bill will be running out for the rest of the season, hopefully, back to back to back. So that'll be this week, next
all
week,
right, cut this,
three
cut
finals.
The, cut it.
That's five matches, hopefully, that he'll have that Gotcha for Life on his back. It'll be great.
Incredible. I read that yesterday as well, and I just straight away thought, because you were talking about it 6 weeks ago when you're on the podcast. You were like, it could happen. I'm not sure it's going to happen. And then it happened.
It's happened.
And it's another great testament to what people put back to Gotcha for Life, right? It's like, it's a cause bigger than any one person. And for the NRL and to kind of bow to something like that, that says a lot about what this movement is.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And I appreciate that. And Sonny Bill is obviously an inspiration to a lot. And we really do need to cash in on these type of moments just to get the awareness out there of what Gotcha for Life is doing. And then obviously people then going, oh, I'll have a look at what programs they've got and hopefully get those programs into their clubs or their schools or their community. And, you know, sometimes it's 90 minutes or 2 hours, this workshop. It could make a huge difference to someone. And when you're working in the preventable space, it's hard to know if you're doing good work. But of course, you're preventing suicide. Yeah. So we just need to get more and more people behind it. And the NRL have been great. Yeah. We're signed on as a charity partner now with them. We're about to do the same thing with Cricket New South Wales and then chatting with Cricket Australia at the moment. So I think people are understanding that we're going to go through a tough time, especially when the welfare tap is turned off as of sort of March next year.
Yeah.
So we really need to start getting that fitness right now. So we're ready when the turmoil comes.
Yeah. And so we were talking just before we came on air, we're going to keep the donation page open for a few days after this event so people can keep donating. After that, what's the best thing for people to do? I know you're not really the cross the T and dot the I guy, but you can all donate to Gotcha for Life at any time.
I do know exactly where you can donate. That is one thing that you never, ever forget.
Yep.
So you go to gotchaforlife.org, which is the website.
Yep.
There's a big donate button. Click it there.
Yep.
Put whatever you can afford. From $2, you get a tax refundable receipt.
Yep.
And away you go.
So what are these fundraisers actually go towards? Like, can we get an insight into that?
Of course. There's workshops, which are our main one, which is Tomorrow Man and Tomorrow Woman. So that, at the moment, is virtual. And you basically get your community to get 90 minutes to 2 hours of this workshop where people talk about what it takes to be a man today compared to perhaps what it was in the past and what it takes to be a woman today compared to what it was in the past, because the rules have changed so much.
Yeah.
We have got these set of rules that are very difficult to live up to, and we're all trying to live up to them. And those rules were set so long ago.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? Why can't we look at some of those rules and go, you know what? No. No, I don't like that one. That one was made 100 years ago. Bury your emotions. No, that one's out, and we're going to chuck in show your emotions. Yeah. And this is how you show your emotions. So it's not just talking about doing it. It's giving you some real live examples of actually how to start the conversation. Because a lot of blokes I talk to go, oh, I'd love to help out. I'd love to talk to my mates about it, but I haven't got a clue how to start the conversation. I don't know how to start the words, and I go to say it, and I just go straight back to Bannerland because that's where we're comfortable.
Yeah.
Most blokes don't like feeling uncomfortable, so we just go, I'm nearly there, I'm nearly there. Oh, I'm going to go and talk about the footy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to talk about the weather. Oh, I'm going to talk about my work. I'm going to talk about bagging my boss.
Yeah.
All the things that we're really good at in Australia, rather than biting down and go, you know what? What did I learn at that workshop? What's the best way for me to start this conversation?
Yeah.
So that's sort of what it's all about. Plus, we've got a couple of great other programs called Accidental Counselor and Mental Health First Aid. They're two really, really good courses that you can do that we can provide for people. Just so you're just educating yourself on what's going on at the moment. So you can be a better dad or a better father, mother, girlfriend, boyfriend. Wherever you are in the world, if you get yourself educated, then you'll be probably better off.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so great. I think that's a big thing we've learned in the last 6 months is like our personal relationships with our friends and family and how we have people still coming to us now. And even myself personally, I'm more than happy to say to Goldie or my mum, like, I'm not having a good day. I'm not having a good week. And even just saying that, you feel better if you admit to not being too good. And I think that's kind of what Gotcha for Life is doing on a much grander scale, but we know we've kind of reaped the benefit of that, haven't we, this last 6 months?
Yeah, definitely.
I love the fact that you can say that and you've got a couple of people. So that's what we're talking about. When I talk to blokes about being more open and a bit more vulnerable, the thought is of them standing up in front of all their friends and family and going, this is what's going on in my life. It's not that.
Yeah.
You can still put your mask on and the armour on with 90% of people.
Yeah.
Find that one or two people that have got your back.
Yeah.
Who aren't going to judge you, they're going to love you.
Yeah.
And there you've got your for life mates. That's why I call the foundation Gotcha for Life. So it's about finding that one or two people and go, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how I truly am. You're going to be one of the only two people in the world, or you're the only person in the world that actually knows the truth about what I'm going through.
Yeah.
And that leads that, like Goldie in this case, to be able to check in on you.
Yeah.
When you start the day saying, mate, you need to help me today, I'm battling a little bit, then he can just check in at lunchtime, check in in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Is your day improved, big fella? This is what I've been having.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're not worrying alone. You've got a teammate.
I was going to say, a wise man said to me about 6 weeks ago, don't worry alone. And I think it is, honestly, it's the best thing I've heard in this space. Like, are you okay is great, but, you know, you should be able to ask people if you're okay every day, not just that day. But don't worry alone. Like, that's why it helps me to say, like, when I go missing on my phone or emails, like, people know that I'm not okay, and they'll come hunting me down just to check
exactly.
In.
And so, as you're progressing yourself, becoming a better educated man and better looking after your own self, you'll actually get to the stage where you won't go missing off your emails and your phones. You'll actually, before you get to them, go, you know what? I'm not going to get to these today, and I'm going to tell my mum. I'm going to tell Goldie that today is a day where I just need to look after myself. I'm just going to crawl back under the sheets, or I'm going to watch telly, or I'm just going to go for a walk, and I just and that way, all of a sudden, everyone knows that you're okay.
Yep.
You start doing that; that becomes a pattern, and all of a sudden, it's like, oh, we know Nath's doing that today.
Yep.
He'll be sweet. He just needs his own time.
Yep. Absolutely.
And as long as you keep your communication open, that's what I want amongst every Australian group of mates, is not just be blokes who get on the beers together and go and have fun stuff.
Yep.
Actually embrace the entire relationship, and that's good and bad.
Yes, yes.
And that's what it's about, because at the moment we're way too many people in banterland and not enough in the actual real world stuff, which is what we're talking about now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Gussie, I think we've got to cut this short because you've got two more gyms to get to.
Well,
you've got
how
to get
good
to the
is that?
Tribe and the Cube and one of your boys' soccer games.
Yeah.
So you're going to activate two Gus Wallen mode.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I need to see my son play soccer because that's my time where I get to switch off.
Yeah.
So this morning I had a couple of walk and talks with some people that needed some help. And then you go and do the radio show, then you come here. Even though I really enjoy your company and I love what Rob's done.
You've got to do that.
You're still on, right?
Yeah.
You're still on and stuff. So I get to my car, I do the other two gyms and I can go and sit and watch my son play.
Yep.
A couple of mates come as well.
Gus
a couple
time.
Of beers each.
Yep.
A beer a half. And I watch him win, lose or draw. And then he's driving off to Byron tonight. So then Vix and I have to worry about how he's going to get there. I'm trying to say, I booked you a hotel in at least Coffs Harbour, so at least he'll stop before it's midnight. So all that stuff that you blokes will get to as you have children and older children and so forth.
Well, Gussie, man, I can't thank you enough, man. you lit a fire under our belly 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, we've been man crushing on you since then, I think.
Oh, thank you, boys. That's really great.
It's just been such a pleasure and honour to play a part in this. And
yeah.
I mean, we can't wait. Like, now all of a sudden, we're going to pass 20 grand now.
I reckon you're going to pass 20 grand. And think about it, guys, that every $1,000 or so is a virtual workshop, roughly, right?
Yep.
It might be a little bit less, might be a little more, depending on how many people we've got. And if you've got too many people, then you need more facilitators. But roughly.
Yeah.
So think of every facilitation might have 200 people in it.
Yeah.
So you guys do the math.
20,000 people? Rich.
So there's a lot of people. It's not quite 20,000, but it's a lot of people.
Yeah. Wow.
But the thing is, you're starting a conversation with those people that might start a conversation with their mates. And all of a sudden, you might have saved someone's life without even knowing.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to sort of grab onto when we're talking about prevention, because you know the numbers are horrific, but how many more might it be if we weren't out here doing our best?
Well, thanks so much for being here. We'll wrap it up here and you can head to the other gyms and then
just
see your soccer.
Up.
Grab another one on your way out.
You reckon I should?
Yeah. You've had a big day, mate. You've earned it.
Mate, did you put any money in the donation tin, Gus?
Donation tin? What are you talking
about? All right, Gussie, thanks so much, mate. You're a busy man.
Nice.
A man with a plan. Thank you, buddy.
My pleasure.
Checking in with Girl Power. How you living?
Yeah, all right. Slowly, the minutes are going slower and slower, but good.
Hour and 10 minutes left. Can we do it?
Yeah, we can do it. Done. We can do it.
Let's get Mitch. Mitchy, yes, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, mate, walk through the park. What's next?
Well, we can do a walk through the park afterwards if you like.
After the pub's on the other side of the park, isn't it?
Well, at least it's downhill. We'll roll you down to the pub.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Out to go, buddy. You can do this.
We got it. We got it.
You got this. Checking in with BP, Braden Porro. About an hour left now. How are you travelling, buddy?
Mate, feeling a lot better than I did about 5 hours ago when I had that meltdown.
Yeah, explain that. I saw you getting some treatment and then you were almost out and now you're into the very last hour torture.
Yeah, went a bit hard on the assault bike challenge, but 30 minutes post-death, I bent but I didn't break. We're back and we're flying.
I think that's a good summation of what mental health and being strong. Bend, don't break.
Yep, and it's a lot easier when you got mates here pushing you along, so that's probably wouldn't have been able to get through by myself, but had Lloydie and Robbie here to push me, and here we are, 6 hours later.
Unreal, dude. I think that's more like eight hours later, but thank you. It's going to be hard to get anyone on the rower, but Chris Lloyd, how are you travelling?
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. It's nice to watch that clock click down.
Yeah. It's kind of moving on, a little bit slow.
Shuffle.
There we go.
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're moving well. Yeah. It's been a good day.
Good day.
Yeah.
Good man, Lloydie. Good man. Just here with operations manager Clint. Our left, mate. How proud are you of all the athletes today?
Yeah, good. I'm just keeping an eye on that Caddo bloke. I don't know. He's just slowing down a bit, but we'll get him motivated. So, yeah, no, it's good.
I like the professional team approach. They've got their protein bars and protein balls and all the energy little powders. Caddo's request, a golden gay time.
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Different strokes to different folks, I guess. Thanks, Clint, today for all your help, mate. I said it earlier on the podcast, but your old man Chubby Welsh would be smiling down quite happily seeing all this go down and seeing how much you put into it.
Yeah, I think he would. I think we've done well, and, you know, it's a team effort, everyone here, and great work.
Great work, mate. Anyway, Goldie, I'm going to throw it back to you in the studio.
Test. Oh, we're on.
Well, are we on again?
I am buggered. Yeah. I just got off the rower.
Yeah, so we're into the, I think this is chapter 5 of the podcast. But
I've
the,
lost count.
But the final hour of 40 minutes to go of the 9-hour challenge. Luke's a little bit short of breath right now because he's tagged into the Gotcha for Life team to help the guys who are really starting to hurt.
I felt like that I can't just jump in and go easy. Because there is a bit of a competition going on between all the machines about how many calories are going to get burnt.
Yep.
And I feel like we have an advantage because I can just sub in and go hard for 5 minutes.
Mate, you're Sonny Bill Williams. You're on the bench and coming in hot.
Look at him. I mean, I'm jealous sitting here right now looking at those guns thinking I should be doing some work.
That voice you're hearing now is our next guest, Pete Burge from Peer Here Mental Health. Is that the name of the company?
That's the name of the company, mate. Yeah, we are.
What do you guys do?
We are a telehealth support network, so with COVID happening at the moment, there's a big gap between seeing a psychologist and, you know, I guess let's go back a little bit with what's out there in the market at the moment. You can either see a psychologist, yep, or you can ring Lifeline, and someone could, you know, they might be in a position to want to, you know, put up their hand and say that I've got a problem and then see a psychologist, or you know, they're not in a life-threatening situation, so they keep self-medicating, and peer here, where we get peer workers on board and they talk to peer workers, and what peer workers are, they're mental health professionals that have got a lived experience of mental illness.
Yeah, right.
So they've been through what the person's been through.
Yeah.
So they totally get it, and they totally know exactly what the person on the other end of the line or the other end of the video call is going through, which is one of the great advantages of having a mental health peer worker support you through your journey.
That's great.
I'll jump in. So so I came across, Pete and I met a few weeks ago at Mona Pub. We had lunch through a mutual friend, one of the our biggest supporters, actually, Paul Brennan from Sandbox Media.
Legend.
Is kind of the common denominator between us. So it's an example of another great person we've met through this. And we're going to save the full podcast with Pete down the track, but we just wanted to get Pete on to say thanks. He donated one of the special prizes that I mentioned at the top of
yeah,
the
podcast. We kind of stumbled through what the prize actually was. So do you want to tell us what the prize actually
totally,
is?
Totally. Look, we are so new, and that's the thing too. So we're a startup as well, you know, so we're slowly building. And so what you've got three sessions. You've got six sessions, actually. You've got three that go for an hour and three that go for half an hour. And that's the other thing we wanted to give people in terms of empowering them to not, maybe an hour is not the time that they would like to talk to someone. Maybe half an hour is probably a good time.
And maybe that first hour might not be the right person
exactly.
as well, right?
Exactly.
I think and the reason I know that is because when we had Gus Wallen on, and I'm going to get you to talk about your Gus Wallen experience, but the reason I know that stat is because Gus Wallen told us it takes on average someone eight people to find the right person to talk to, and that stat blew me away. I knew I got to my third psychologist before I found the right person, and in that exact same podcast we said to Gus, what can we do more? And one of the things we talked about was it is fucking expensive to see a psychologist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Peer Here is doing this magic thing where it's more accessible, cheaper. And gives you flexibility to kind of stick your toe in the water in a couple of different people. When I met with Pete a few weeks ago, I was just blown away by it. Goldie, I've spoken to you since this, and I want to get in and help and be a part of this, because it's just a magical thing he's doing.
And the other thing too, boys, is it's transferable as well, so you don't have to take the three 1 hours or the three half hours.
Yeah.
You can give them to a mate, etc. You just give me an email,
and
we'll set it up and away we go.
You've done some work with Gus in the past. Tell us a bit about your experience with Gus and Gotcha for Life.
So you would have heard of Head Above Water?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I'm one of the, I would say one of the founding members with Wardy.
I know what it is. Explain what that is.
Okay, so Head Above Water is a very similar to this. It's an exercise-based mental health platform where we raise money via a 24-hour swimathon year that happens in March. So far we've had two, and you don't swim for 24 hours just like you have here, but teams get involved. We have relays and all that sort of stuff. And we've raised $150,000 over the two swims.
Wow.
And our partner, obviously, to give the use the money, is Gotcha for Life. And that's how we got to know Gus Wallen. And Gus Wallen is he's a legend. He's very much a blokey bloke, like a lot of us are. But we also have that soft side as well.
Yep.
And he's a rugby league man like myself. I've just come from a rugby league game. My boys went down in the semi final. I've had a few tears myself.
Oh, no.
But I guess Gus doing what he's doing out in the community, we saw as Head Above Water that, especially in the Northern Beaches, and you've probably talked about this, the rate of suicide in Northern Beaches
scary.
Is off the hook.
Yeah.
It's off the hook, you know. And I'll repeat what Gus says, but the biggest way to die, if you're 18 to 45 in this country, is suicide. And the peninsula holds the dubious record of being, the per capita, the worst rate.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a really big problem over here, and that's why, as Head Above Water, we really want to raise as much money as we can to put the preventative programs out there to ensure that Gotcha for Life can get in there and do their bit. Yeah, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, and we're so thankful for the donation of the prize.
Oh.
It's amazing. And as Nathan said, I think this is just a little bit of a teaser to an actual episode that we want to do with you and go a bit deeper and talk about how you ended up in this space and what goes on there. But we just want to say thank you so much for coming down. And
oh, it's a pleasure, mate. It's a pleasure. Yeah, I came in and I saw guys, you know, working hard. And again, I've seen some bodies down here that I'm quite jealous of. So I've got to do some work.
Hey, I got one last question. Describe it. So we're at 3:30 p.m. So 8.5 hours into the 9 hours. Like the atmosphere and vibe. Explain like the electricity of when you walk through the gym door just then. Because you just said to me, "Holy shit! How are these guys still standing?"
So I walked in. I didn't know where to go, right? And I walked in, and everyone was looking at me, and there was just an intensity that almost hit me in the face like a cricket bat. Yep. I was like, "Man, you know, they're not only training, but it's." When you get into this space, it's almost an intangible feeling that 100%. You feel. You know, it's intangible, but you know it when you feel it. Yep. And I felt that when I walked in today. So all I can say is, you know, great stuff to you guys. And I've been listening to Skip This Podcast while I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah, nice.
It's been fantastic. So, you know, all more power to you.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks so much, Pete, for coming down and for the amazing prize donation. I think, honestly, there's some brilliant prizes there, but I think that's probably the one I'm most excited to give away because that all those prizes are great. That is literally a life-changing prize. Like, same could be said about the two gym memberships, but that peer here is just something.
I think it's the most aligned to what we're doing here today. Like, it's the most aligned prize, and it's probably the most special for whoever wins that, I reckon. But yeah, thank you so much for coming down.
Pleasure.
Feel free to jump on a machine if you want.
Oh, look, I do like going to the gym. Well, maybe, I don't know.
Got to go cook dinner and listen to the latest Skip This Podcast episode.
Listen, thank you very much, gentlemen.
No, awesome, thank you.
Yeah, good stuff, Pete. We'll chat to you in full in a few weeks.
We will. Bye-bye.
Cheers. 10 minutes to go in the challenge. Everyone's looking pretty good right now. We're almost getting ready to wrap this. I think some of the boys are on their last run through on each bit of equipment. Timmy, how you going?
Not bad, mate. Hanging in there.
Are you ready for this thing to finish?
I'm more than ready, mate.
Well, 10 minutes to go. You've done a great job up until this point. And all I can say is just look forward to that beer and ice bath at the end.
I will do, mate. I worked out about 3 hours ago. I'm the oldest person participating here, and I feel everyone.
Oh, well, you should give yourself praise then. Let's check in on Rob from Fitzham. Robbie. 10 to go, mate. How you feeling?
Mate, I'm looking forward to getting to the finish line. But it's actually been a little bit more relaxed than I thought. Not as hard just because of the spirits in here. Everyone pushing each other. So, no, I'm feeling good.
Well, I reckon you're not going hard enough on this last bit then.
All right. So, we found another former guest of the podcast, Adam Peacock. Adam Peacock has arrived 10 minutes before the finish line. How did you manage that?
Oh, just good timing, actually. Little one, Nyla. Do you want to say hello?
No, she's a bit shy.
That's all right.
Dad does all the talking in the family, doesn't he? And Mum as well, to her friends.
Hey, Adzi, tell us this. You kind of walked in the door with, like, last half an hour. Tell us about the energy of what's going on here, despite what these guys have gone through.
I can't believe the state of it. Like, Mitch Barnes over there, I saw him doing it, and I thought, there's no way in the world that guy will be still standing at this age. But no, in all seriousness, amazing. Not surprised, really. Rob, the leader, and all the boys, like Lloydie and Braden on these machines, and everyone else in the room, is just incredible what they've done over 9 hours. When I heard about it, I went, oh my goodness, thank God I'm doing something that day, because it's incredible. I'm just happy to donate, and if you're listening to this, donate as much as you can, because these guys have put in so much today.
And tell us, you've done a little bit of work with Gus Wallen. Like, how much of an inspiring guy is he to get all these guys through this?
He's just so bloody enthusiastic about everything, Gussie. He's an incredible guy who gives so much. He gives more than he takes, and he's a bundle of enthusiasm, and if there were more people like Gus Wallen in the world, it'd be a better place.
Mate, we're going to leave it with that. That's a perfect statement. Thanks, Adzi.
Okay,
that's how it's doing. You did it, Nate. You hit record for the first time ever.
Yeah, chapter 6, finally recorded.
Thank you. We've wrapped now. The boys are finished, and girls. I keep saying the boys, but the girls put in such an amazing effort. Like,
absolutely, Elle and Jess, well done.
Yeah, well done. We at last count online, I was just looking, we're at 16,000 on our page.
Yeah, wow.
Plus, add in what the cubes raised in the same day.
Yeah.
It's another couple of $1,000s.
Yeah.
And then we haven't even gotten to the donations.
Yeah, today's
today. Today, and yeah. then the raffle prize.
I don't know. So are we going to – have we added in the – $9.50 and one screw I got from running into the stop traffic with a bucket.
We haven't. So whatever I just said, plus another $9.
Okay, yeah, $9.50 and a screw.
Yeah, you be. So how good has this day been?
It's it's so good now. Everyone's kind of relaxed and have, well, I guess relaxed isn't probably the right word because they've all just had ice
relieved,
baths.
Relieved,
yeah. Yeah, an emotional dump now for everyone. Fatigue is not in because adrenaline's still running a little bit high.
Sorry, I've got Mitch Barnes putting a show on for me behind you.
Yeah, sports reporter Mitchy Blue Eyes.
I got distracted.
Yeah, easy to
but
do
yeah,
with those
to say that I'm proud of this event and especially what you've done for this event.
Oh, mate, like, back at you, thank you.
It's just to see you put your addictive personality into something that means so much to so many people is just a... It's just amazing.
Thanks, man.
So good.
Yeah, it's been cool. Like, we were talking about it earlier, how I said, like, I've really missed Nitro Circus and the live events, but it's a very different type of a live event, you know, where Nitro Circus is there to make money. Yeah, we put smiles on people's faces, but we are taking from people at the end of the day. We're putting on a show, and it's our job. It's our full-time job. I thought there was no better feeling seeing one of those live shows going with 20,000 people just cheering for all our athletes, but today was just, like, it's... I wish I could bottle up today's feelings and then whenever I'm down, have a shot of that because, like, how much work we all put into this and the money we've raised. I mean, you can't put a price on what that means to all of us. No. It's been an amazing, incredible day. So many people to thank, which I think we've done throughout the day. But, yeah, special day, a day I'll remember. Like, first time I've really done a charity event and, yeah, it was just... Yeah, I'm
speechless.
For the second time in podcast history, I'm speechless because it is. I mean, I'm proud of everyone. I'm proud of the athletes who just went through hell and did it all with a smile on their face. I'm proud of Clint Welsh and everyone else who's donated and all the people the volunteers who came down to help. Like, my whole family was here throughout the day, and so was a lot of other people's families. Your wife and Heathy, who we've spoken about so much. They're just, everyone just came and just kind of gave some time and gave more money. And yeah, in these times, there's just, yeah, I can't thank everyone enough. Just great. And you too, Luke, you just have been amazing today. And
I was late.
Oh yeah, I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, you were late.
You know what though, my human alarm clock that's woken me up at pre 6 a.m. for weeks now.
Yep.
Just decided that he was going to sleep in today of all days.
Yeah, well, I
got complacent.
Sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles, or anyway, in today's case, the Clif protein bars crumble.
We got there. Yeah. A shout out to Clif protein bars.
Yeah, they did donate a bunch of stuff.
But yeah, I think there's no better note to end on than this day. Just, I think it's a new lease on life for both of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we've had so much energy to put into live events and our careers, and I think we've just found something that's so much more important and so much more fun.
Yep. Alex Gatto just fell trying to get out of the ice bath, so that was one of the highlights of the day. So yeah, special day, Luke. It's definitely a day I'll remember for the rest of my life. It's just been an amazing experience, and yeah, thank you.
All right, love you, dude.
Love you too, buddy. All right. Okay, on that note, bye. Let's go do a raffle.